To continue the tour, walk back to the corner of St. Edwards and Auburn Place and turn left, heading toward North Portland Avenue. On the corner of Auburn Place and North Portland, you'll pass the imposing former Cumberland Hospital building on your left. Cross over North Portland and turn left to find the next stop on the tour. 99 North Portland, the 7-story apartment building next to the playground. This building is the former home of famous doo-wop singer Little Anthony.
On this block of North Portland Avenue, sandwiched between Fort Greene Park and the Brooklyn Navy, you find yourself surrounded by several large apartment buildings which comprise the Walt Whitman Houses. The complex, owned by the New York City Housing Authority, has been home to tens of thousands of residents since it opened about 75 years ago. When the large housing complex was first proposed in the 1930s, it was part of New York City's ambitious plans to demolish large portions of the city that were filled with overcrowded, unsanitary, unsafe, and decrepit housing. This portion of Brooklyn, just north of Fort Greene Park, was to see 45 acres, about 18 city blocks of row houses and small factories, demolished and replaced with 35 new apartment buildings known as the Fort Greene Houses, later divided into two public housing complexes and renamed Raymond V. Ingersoll Houses and Walt Whitman Houses. A few landmark buildings within the area survived the wrecking ball, including Cumberland Hospital. The imposing red brick hospital building, built in the 1920s, served the neighborhood for 60 years before being decommissioned by the city. Its maternity ward welcomed many of the neighborhood's residents into the world, including some celebrities such as boxer Mike Tyson and basketball legend Michael Jordan. When the city completed construction of the Fort Greene Houses' first building in 1941, America found itself under attack and embroiled in World War II. With the Brooklyn Navy Yard only a block away, the large supply of new housing quickly became home to tens of thousands of sailors and laborers who worked around the clock in the yard throughout the war. It was at this time when the Fort Greene Houses' original purpose, as subsidized housing for working families, was put on hold for the duration of the war, that the Gourdine family moved into 99 North Portland Avenue. One of the Gourdines' 4 sons would go on to music fame, though we don't recognize him by his family name. Little Anthony, the doo-wop singer who came to fame in the 1950s with such hits as Tears on My Pillow and Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop, was raised here at 99 North Portland when his family moved in shortly after his birth in 1941. They were able to live in Fort Greene Houses with other Navy Yard workers' families due to his father's position as an electrician at the yard during the war. Little Anthony was born into a musical family, where his father was a saxophonist and his mother was a gospel singer and part of a singing trio named the Nazareth Baptist Singers. Little Anthony, whose full name was Jerome Anthony Gourdine, began to harness his musical talents at a young age when he was attending PS 67, just around the corner on St. Edward Street, where he remembers an elementary school teacher noticed his musical abilities and encouraged him to nurture his talented voice. Once he had moved on to high school, at Boys High School in nearby Bed-Stuy, he teamed up with a few friends and became a member of a new band named The Chesters. It was 1957, and while Little Anthony was only 16 and serving as the Chesters' lead singer, that the band signed their first record label. Shortly afterward, the group rebranded themselves and changed their name to Little Anthony and the Imperials. As the Imperials, they released their first mega hit, Tears on My Pillow, which peaked at number 2 on the pop charts. A year later, the success was matched by Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop, which sold over 1 million records. Little Anthony's career was dominated by the doo-wop style of music that peaked in popularity around 1960. Doo-wop began predominantly in urban African-American communities during the 1940s and relied on group harmonies and what was called a top-bottom format, which uses a high tenor voice, such as Little Anthony's, as the vocal lead, and then has a deep talking bass that sings in response. The doo-wop style hit mainstream success in the late 1950s when it began to move beyond black communities and Italian-American groups began recording their own doo-wop records. Eventually, the doo-wop sound hit radio waves, where it was dominated by male African-American groups, such as Little Anthony and the Imperials. Doo-wop would go on to strongly influence the pop and R&B style that followed its own popularity in the 1960s. Unlike many doo-wop groups, Little Anthony and the Imperials were able to adapt their smooth ballad doo-wop style to the tighter, more fit sound of Motown soul in the mid-60s, and as a result, were able to find success that lasted more than a decade. Throughout the early and mid-1960s, Little Anthony led the Imperials while they recorded several more hits and were on the national pop music scene, with appearances on several Dick Clark productions and The Ed Sullivan Show. In 2009, Little Anthony and the Imperials were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in recognition of their contributions to the doo-wop style in the 1950s. Little Anthony is still producing new music, and the Imperials, who reunited in the 1990s after a 20-year break, can still be found performing today.